Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord God is our sun and shield. For the Lord will give grace and glory. He will not hold any good thing to those that walk uprightly. So the Lord, expect your blessing in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for the prophetic. Praise the Lord for the word that has gone forth, and we receive it in the name of Jesus. Now we're at the part of our service where we get to meet and greet one another. Glory to God. Open arms, open hearts, smiley faces. Let's love on one another with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We're moving into the time of service where we can all participate once again. Testimony time.
Hallelujah.
Where we can tell of the goodness of the Lord, tell of something He has done for you. We can't tell it all. We can tell some or just a little bit of it to the glory of God. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yes,
glory to God.
Yes.
So the mic is open for you to testify. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I give honor to God. I give honor to the apostle and all the leaders in the house and the members and the visitors. I thank God for each and every one of you in this house. I just want to thank the Lord for life. I want to thank God for favor. I want to thank God for change. I want to thank God for deliverance. I want to thank God for healing. And that's my testimony. It is done.
Yes.
Praise the Lord again, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord has always been awesome. Also, I think it was a couple of days ago, Saturday, I received a check. I knew a check was coming, but not in an amount that I was expecting. It was a lot lower, so it almost was like double when I received. So, and the Lord always put it in my heart to sow a seed, and then that harvest came. So,
amen.
That seed will be coming by being obedient, because He always put a number in my feet, in my head to give to the house of the Lord. So when I sow my seed, it'll be a lot more than I usually. Well, I wouldn't say that, but just being obedient to the Lord, because He always prosper you, especially in your obedience.
Yeah.
But I just praise God for life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for all He has done and continue to do in my life. So I give them all the praise and glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I just want to thank God for life more abundantly. I thank God for this house, for the love that's here, and just how we're learning, and just everything, the rod of correction, and just everything that we get here that makes us better. I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for that when my husband sows, and when the Lord blesses him financially, he blesses me, too. He gave me a little something. So I'm grateful for that. I said, because, you know me, I not to be funny, but I was just like, well, how much was the check? You know, I was just curious, you know, but he didn't have to tell me, you know. So, and then he sold something into me. So and with that, then I need to sell some of what I got, and I'm here. So
amen.
I praise God for that. And I praise God for my husband's obedience. So we was at dinner with some friends, and when it was time for the check, the Lord told him sometimes he could do little quirk on his face, and you don't never know what he'd be thinking. He said, I got it. They said, two checks. He said, no, one. And the Lord told him to pay for the whole meal, you know. So I just praise God for that. And just how he's, oh, yeah, okay, I passed the test, y'all. I passed the test Friday. I work for the IRS, right? So y'all know what y'all have to go through when y'all call up just to get to a live person, all them hoops and stuff. And then what you have to go through to get your money. Well, I go through those things with y'all because I'm on the computer trying to get through all this stuff that we have to do and research and everything. So lately, I've been getting off work like after normal time. I mean, after normal. I'm the last one there. So I'm like, well, what is it? Why everybody call me? Why I'm always the one that's here late? I was fucking myself, you know, with the Lord. And so anyway, a gentleman called. When he called right before it was time for me to go into a certain code where I could be free, he said, well, I hope I'm not going to be your problem, child. I thought, oh, Lord, here we go. He told me he had some issues going on, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I had to go through some stuff to be able to help him. And he said, you were very helpful. I said, oh, no problem. It's okay. You have a great weekend. But I just praise God for the Holy Spirit because my flesh was exhausted all week. That was Friday. And it was like half hour later than when in my regular time to go. And even in that test, the enemy was saying, all you got to do is just come back from home and click the release button and say, hello, sir, sir. You know, just temptation to just hang up on him. I mean, he deserves the right to be treated right. Even though he got some issues, even though he didn't do right about certain things, it's not my job to penalize you because you didn't file your taxes 3 years ago. And then you can feel justified in certain ways with your behavior in your flesh, you know. But you, they deserve the same respect as anybody else. So I knew it was a test, too, but I praise God for that. So I passed it. I saved it. They too cheap. They ain't going to pay me the overtime, but it's well. I did what I was supposed to do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was waiting on Caroline to come out. The first thing I want to share is Friday night we were so packed and I was working y'all so hard. I'm so grateful for your submission. And I know they're not used to seeing that sternness come out of me, but then again, they are mother, you know. But I was hard on them. They was doing double time. House was packed. And it was a good time. Amen. My voice is still coming back, praise God, because every time Apostle preached, I was with her, you know. So I wanted just to say thank you all for everything that you did while Apostle was here. Amen. Everyone in the house, mother, everybody. Thank you all for helping it to be a great success. It wasn't a conference, so to speak, but it was a conference because we went higher. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
The other thing is now that I get to I get a check for my back. I don't like to tell people that because I don't believe in a fixed income. My income is not fixed because God knew what he wanted to do with it.
Amen.
It may look like I'm only going to get a certain amount, but God always does a miracle of some sort.
Yeah.
Amen. And my needs have been met. So Caroline knows that they have been, the thing about SSI is your money, but sometimes they mess with your money.
Yeah.
And so they blessed me with a lump sum. I paid my tithes out of that, got my new SUV at that price, at that set price, glory to God. And Apostle Beloy anointed the tire. She pulled up the floor mat. She anointed this. She said, you will not cause poverty. You will not break down. You will be a blessing to her until she up. I mean, she just, everything was so positive about it. And I agree with her. You know, I'm learning from her. Like, man, she anoints everything. I mean, I thought I was a Jesus freak, but, you know, she got me beat. But I'm in agreement with her. And Vicky is walking around my truck, and I'm really observing. She did the same thing with the old one. You know, and she said, what do you want? I said, I want a Toyota RAV4. She said, declare it. I said, I declare I'm going to give me a Toyota RAV4. So I got it. So they had been taking out my insurance, which when you send them all your paperwork, sometimes they can lose it. That's what it happened around the time of my dad's death. So they were making me pay my own insurance, and they took it all at one time. And they kept letting me know they was going to deduct this and deduct that. And I'm like, I lived on less. I had to just give it to God. I said, God, you got this. Amen. I was hurt just a little bit because they were like making me struggle with my rent and everything. I'm going to pay my tithes no matter what. And I need somewhere to live. I don't want to go back in there, but I had to just give it to God. Amen.
Yeah.
So everything they took from me is coming back on July 28th.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And they had said to me that for August that I wouldn't get a check, but in the letter they sent me, said I would get a check. So
Amen.
It is well with my soul.
Amen.
The other situation was, I think it was Wednesday night. I was up all night with chest pain. And I didn't tell everybody because I didn't want y'all worrying for me. So I was like on the couch. I had my great nephew. Then I was on the other end of the couch. Then I was trying to prop myself with pillows. Then I couldn't get to sleep. And I just kept paining bad in my chest. And I'm like, well, I don't understand what's going on here. So I got in the bed and I bought me some big fluffy pillows. I love pillows. I love them. I want me a body pillow, but I love pillows. I'm like, well, Lord, what is going on? Because he was in his little room. It's his room when he come over, you know. And I was in my room, and I kept going back and forth. But this now it's like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. I haven't had any sleep. So I think I inboxed Caroline, my spiritual father, my son, my brother, my sister. Let them know I'm on my way to the hospital. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to drop off Savion to get, you know, because now I'm concerned. I ain't had no sleep. I'm still painting, and my chest is hurting. So the first thing they think is, did you have a heart attack? So they start doing the blood work. They had the IV in. They start, Christina, I mean, and I just start crying in front of the lady because, you know, she's asking me questions. And I said, my mother has heart failure. I think it's congested heart failure. And I said, but I'm not claiming nothing. Amen. And then she says, well, where is it? And I kept showing her. I was holding myself bad. So when you have a heart, when it looks like a heart problem, they take you in front of everybody. So they got me in there. They ran the EKG and all of that. They came in. My blood pressure was high. And I said, but I think it's because I'm nervous. Y'all got me crying, you know. I don't cry so easily. I'm crying like, whoa, 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 whoa. And she put the IV in. We had to get help because my veins were small. And some things you can inherit. But I praise God after the x-ray, after all the tests they did, that they found nothing.
Glory.
That it was just in my chest wall. Have been inflamed, and it caused a lot of discomfort. And so I do go back to the doctor this week, but I just want to thank Caroline for stepping up. And we didn't release it because I didn't want to worry anybody. Amen. And I did ask her to step up and do these two to step up for prayer because I was so exhausted. You know, we've been pulled out of things. We've been taken to another level. In the spirit realm, in the glory.
Yes,
and so
yes.
Sometimes you have backlash spirits that come to try to attach us. I've got to put my makeup on. I don't care. Because I feel good. I just give God praise that I don't have a problem, amen, with my heart system, with none of my vows or anything like that.
Glory.
And it just really helped me make up my mind to eat healthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, and so I give God praise. It wasn't stress. It wasn't, it was just a situation that he brought me through. And I want to thank you all for praying for Caroline along with her grandmother.
Amen.
And I think, is that everything I was supposed to say? That was it. And I thank you all for your prayers, and I love you, and God bless you.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
I just want to kind of piggyback on Apostle's testimony because she didn't know, but she taught me something about this. When certain things happen that are unusual, ask God, whose pain is this? She was unaware, and I didn't tell anybody, and me and my mother was having chest pains during the same time, and she didn't know that I was having it. But by the time I got home from work, she explained to me what was going on with her, and then I'm like, this is not usual for me to feel what I felt. And it was in the chest wall, and I took my hand, and I pressed in it, and it was such a soreness and such a, I can't explain what it felt like in the sternum, in that sternum bone of the chest, right where the heart beats. And when the heart beats, it causes pressure and pain. So I went through this, and even when I was at work, I had a residual of it, and I'm like, because I went to work happy, and I woke up happy. I woke up in joy. Nope. Ever since we was delivered, I didn't have a pain until this thing, you know, and I'm like, so we just went heavy in there, and we was like, no, we got to go. Whoever it is, whoever it's for, and we bound it in bloodlines, whatever it was, you know, and never to return. So my testimony is I give God glory that I was obedient to do what I was supposed to do.
Amen.
So I thank God that we're covered.
Amen.
Thank God.
They had put me on bed rest. I just want to say that. That's why I had to shut down. Just rest. They said don't do nothing strenuous. Just to rest.
Well, we thank God that you rest.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Yes. Come on, y'all.
Praise the Lord, thanks.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, thanks.
Hallelujah.
First of all, I want to say thank you for all your prayers. But secondly, I was blessed on yesterday. I spent time with a great prophetess, Prophetess Shell Barkley, and it was a great time with her. I learned some things, and I was also blessed with some things. So it was just a blessing for me. I did spend some time with Ma also, so it was great. It was great. So that's my testimony, and I can be able to share something else with somebody else. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, everybody.
Yeah.
I don't take for granted that the presence of the Lord is here. I don't take for granted. He's here. His glory is in this place. And I'm grateful. All right. We're at the moment of the service where we can contribute. It's offering time.
Amen. Amen.
Bless this ministry, glory to God, with our seed of our finances.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Offering those who are listening in Blog Talk Radio what's really going on around here. Please feel free to send your tithe or offering to There Is a Way Out Ministry, 2538 West Washington Street, Suite 101, in Indianapolis, Indiana, 46222. Thank you.
Amen. I'm not
Hallelujah.
Prepare ourselves and we're going to
receive our very own apostle. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord,
everyone. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about this day. Not that I get a day off to rest, but that we get, well, I'm glad we get I get a day off to rest and to be fed. Amen. I go every Monday. And I see the woman of God, we go over to Apostle Thompson's. So when you all are ministering, I'm blessed because I get to relax, I get to take notes, I get to say amen, I get to kick my heels up.
Yes.
Amen. So I'm excited about the man and woman of God that they're sticking with the topic on marriage, ministry, amen. It originally started the benefit of the man in the home because we need to learn where to put the man in our marriages, in our home, amen, that he's not a boy, he's not the N-word, he's not the one that we control, neither is the wife, amen.
Amen.
I need to say that as well because the Lord put it on me that we need to have this. I initially see this going to a 3:30 p.m. service as we pack out the house. I see it's going to happen like that. But we need to learn what marriage is about by the Word of God. And so they have this day every month. I told them that it's 12 times you get to minister.
Amen.
Outside of anything else, it's a guarantee 12. Amen. And I know some of you have Wednesdays and things like that. But we give God praise for the man and woman of God. I'm going to bring up Sister Barry first. Amen. And then if you start to see, I'm going to go ahead and introduce them both so that way I don't have to come back up. Prophet. Amen. So I want to just introduce to everyone. Praise God. The woman of God, Prophet Sister Mary, is going to come up, our minister, amen. And then after her, her husband's going to come up, Elder Ernest Berry, amen. We give God a hand praise as they come, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. So, Lord God, we come before you right now. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for just how you do the things that you do, Father God, the way you have everything outlined, Father God, in marriage. And we thank you that as we abide in you, Father God, and as we trust in our obedience unto your word, Father God, that you will bless our marriage and our union. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, thanks to God, I have been discussing the different love languages. And I've already covered, we covered the five love languages. We covered the gift of giving, spirit of giving, quality time, covered words of affirmation, and today we'll cover the last two, which is acts of service and the physical touch.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, we know that at the heart of love, there is a spirit of giving. And then all the love language, they challenge us to give to our spouse. And the act of service is what we're covering. And so just some examples of the act of service. It's the service that we give. That we this is some of our love language. The spirit of doing is the ability to do things for your spouse that you would like them to do for you, but doing for them things that they would enjoy. So not so much having what's in your heart, but it's what they would enjoy.
Amen.
And sometimes it's the simplest thing. Because we are called to serve. And it can be as, and this is when I'm speaking of the spouse, the woman or the man, being cooking a meal, setting the table, vacuuming, washing dishes, cleaning the toilet, changing the baby's diaper, you know, while one is just doing, while she's doing things, just for him to come in and change the baby's diaper, helping her out, keeping the car in good operating condition, mowing the grass, walking the dog, any of these things that will help one another. And it's helpful because in these things, they require time, they require effort, and if we do them with a positive spirit, they are definitely an expression of love.
Try that. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, and so. Yeah, so we do them with a positive spirit and a mindset that we're doing this because this is pleasing to our spouse and not because out of dread or I don't feel like doing this, you know, then it's something that definitely speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
And we should do it without murmuring and complaining. So I love it how when I'm studying on something, the Lord always presents it in the home. And so I told honey last night, I'm going to use him as one of the acts of service that happens. So as an example of an act of service in the Berry home, I was upstairs and honey was downstairs, and I asked him, I said, would you please bring me a popsicle when you come back upstairs? I thought he was coming back upstairs. And he said, well, I wasn't planning on coming back upstairs. That's why I got my clothes and I'm down here. But I said, oh, it's okay, no worries. But before you know it, I heard footsteps coming up the stairs. I heard crackling and the
popsicle package, and I know. I knew that my request was in route. I was like, I really was okay. Well, that's okay. You don't have to come back. Because y'all know us. We'd be all about our knees and them steps. I pray the Lord. I do. So I had a popsicle, and I said, well, thank you so much. And I said, I would like to use you as an act of service on tomorrow. And he smiled. So, yes. And so it's necessary. It's important that we be mindful of things that we do. The Lord tells us to do all things. Do it as unto the Lord. And even he convicted me about, you know, my murmuring that I did on Friday. Are we supposed to do our job as unto the Lord? And knowing that it's a test in it. It's a test of our behavior, of our willingness, of and just as we know that the children of Israel mumbled and complained. Come on, mumble and complain so much that the whole ground opened up. We don't want that to happen to us. So we just need to be mindful of our spirit when we do things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then also, even in the Acts, I like to reflect things back to the Bible that the Bible, the Lord gave us a book of the Bible called Acts. What they do in Acts, they did a whole lot of acts, didn't they? They did acts of service. That was the foundation of where it shows us what the Christian is able to do. The believer is supposed to be able to cast out demons. So we know that we tread over serpents and scorpions all the wiles of the devil. We're supposed to be able to cast out spirits and things of that nature. So, I mean, surely if the Lord has designed everything from the beginning of how we're supposed to be people of service, then we're supposed to serve one another in our marriage and do it with a pure heart.
Okay.
And in our marriage, we are also supposed to take inventory of our behavior. We're supposed to even write down things, write questions down of and ask ourselves, what are there things that you feel as though that I should be doing or that I do that irritates you? So we can know, because sometimes we're not conscious of how we do things or how it affects one another. The Bible says that evil communication corrupts good manners. And just the fact that sometimes we may be find ourselves nagging or fussing, and that has an effect on the other one, because you don't ever want one of your spouse to dread coming home or knowing that you have fallen into a mold where that's been your behavior. You know, you may not even realize it, but it affects the other person's desire to even be around you. And it's important that we are open enough to be able to receive rebuke, receive correction, and then be honest and not be in denial about what we've been doing, and then do what we can do to correct it, because it'll make us a better person and it'll make us a better spouse. Because we have become one, and we want to live in unity in a peaceful home.
Yes.
And also that it's very helpful that we make a list. I mean, make a list of five things, because you don't want to just do this long list, and then by the time you explain everything you do wrong, what I need you to please work on, then that person is exhausted, and they don't even feel like, well, what do I do right, you know? So, you know, even the Lord, I believe that the Lord shows us things about ourselves in glimpse. You think if the Lord showed us everything that was bad about us that we need to be working on, we might feel discouraged even in trying to keep moving forward. So we should have that mindset even when we bring things up, and bring them up in love. So I suggest that, you know, a list of five things that we can share with our spouse, and then show what we are coming to agreement about, how we're willing to do better and help them with the act of service. And then also the next love language that we'll talk about is called physical touch. Physical touch can be a big thing, because a lot of us respond and act the way we act because of our childhood, things that we've gone through, maybe things that we have experienced. Or even my parents, when I grew up, I never seen them kiss, ever. I never seen them hug one another. I've seen them joke and laugh and seem like they were best friends, but I've never really seen them show acts of love. So a lot of times we grow up and we become that person, because that's all we see. So this is the way it's supposed to be, you know? and not meaning anything of it. And then when another of you come and marry someone who's the opposite, that is used to love, and then when you don't show that kind of thing, they feel rejected, and then they feel the total opposite. But it's important that we express that to one another and say, this is what I would like. This is what I like. This is my love language, physical touch. And I would like for you to make a sacrifice or learn, you know, how to show me acts of love. And it can be, you know, there are voluntary things that we can do, you know, in our personal time, because, you know, with marriage, you have to come together with sexual intercourse and things of that matter. But even with women,
well,
it's a process. Even with women, it's a process. You don't just go close the door and lay down. You know,
well,
I love. That's how I'm a woman, and I like to, you know, you could be flirting with me through the day with a text message.
Okay.
Or, you know, maybe working. I know you're working up on something. I know you are.
Well,
work up on it now.
Come on, you
know. Don't just, you know, ready, huh? No, mentally, I'm not prepared. Yeah, so we have to be mindful that we are two different individuals.
Yes.
Where
yes.
A lot of men are not like that. You know, they can just look at you and say, you ain't got to go with that night. And you go, no,
uh-huh.
You know, so
that
we
so
have
good.
To be mindful
yes.
That, you know, we both have needs. And you please me, and, you know, maybe having flowers. Even if I think I mentioned before, you don't have to do the flowers. You can have a little note.
Okay.
We like anticipation. We like surprises.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you just drop the note, and I'm like, oh, I think it's
time.
Yeah. You had a plan. You was thinking about just doing something to make you smile. I mean, you thinking about that all day at work, you know. So those are things, and as a man gets used to doing those things, and even the woman, because the purpose of this is learning what our love languages are. Sometimes a man can have the type of, those are words of affirmation, love language, even over the woman. So it's not which one is a woman, which one is a man,
right.
But it's really taking time off to learn, what is your, how does this speak to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then now I know this is something that I'm going to take notes on. I like to journal about things, and you'll say, remember when? Because, you know, it's nice to go back down to look at those good times when you're having tough times, you know. Well, maybe in this, what we're going through right now is a struggle, and we trust in God that we're going to keep our hearts pure before one another. But we can reflect back on the journal of the good times that we had, because that's going to help push us through out of this season. And so even with physical touch, the studies show that even with babies, a lot of the babies that have been hugged and cuddled and have had, you know, been embraced, they respond better than children that have never been touched before. And surely if the Bible tells us to greet one another in love with a hug and with the holy kiss, then we should be able to have physical touch toward our spouse. And
yeah.
It can be touching, hugging, the way you embrace their shoulder while you're pouring them coffee,
okay.
Or where they may brush up against you on their way out the door acting like they did it accidentally. You know, little cute stuff like that. Oh, excuse me. You know, it's the little things that make you smile that makes you really appreciate your relationship.
Okay.
And it's important that we keep that in mind, because we want to continue to allow our relationship to grow, because a lot of times you hear about after the wedding, after the honeymoon, then you go in and you do life, then you get caught up in your roles, and then selfishness and pride can set in. And even in that very moment when you feel like, oh, I need to give him a hug, don't let pride take over. You just gotta get that thought and be like, no, don't let that take over. That's what you need to do. That's when the Holy Spirit is prompting you to be able to stretch out and do that. Because both of you will be blessed in doing that. It's like a barrier that we break. And even in after a disagreement, you know, if you just go give each other a hug. I might not be able to say nothing right now, but and that hug might feel like it's a little half hug. But you know, you made a point, right? You get yourself and then don't leave the house. But I learned that. You don't leave. Go into another room and pray. And ask the Lord to help us to get our mindset together so we can speak to one another in a way that they worthy of being spoken to.
Mm-hmm.
And start down here. I have some scriptures at the end. Just trying to. So it is. Physical touch is powerful. And I mentioned holding hands, embracing, and there's a way that we bond to one another. And please know that what you put out is not, don't put out what you want. Study your spouse and see what they like. You know, it was so cute that Sherelle and Ola, one day we was having a meet and greet, and Ola, I can tell you physical touch person, and he just grabbed her like, and they was out there, and the honey said, well, you know, they had a hotel for that. They weren't too much about the bad, but he was just like the best people. And it was like, you can tell the love that he had, like, this is my wife, I love my wife, and you can just tell that's one of his love languages. And since you know that about him, then, you know, sometimes we can go overboard and cook because we have a baker, we can cook, we can this, and we know he likes to eat and everything. Still do that, but put more emphasis on the way he likes to be spoken to. It's his love language. Not to put y'all on the spot. That was lovely. I don't want to see y'all interact like that. And, and another, especially if your spouse's love language is physical touch, regardless if you don't want to have relations every week, just know that if that's your spouse is love language, that the Bible talks about how our I get the scripture, y'all have it down.
The
Bible
Lord
talks
you,
us,
you.
Yes, the Lord tells us that our body is not our own, and that. So we know that when we marry, we become one, and that we have an obligation to please our spouse. So
amen.
Regardless of how you feel weekly, yes, it is your responsibility to make sure that your husband is spoken to in his love language.
Amen.
And
that's good.
Yes, because it is a marital obligation. Then we have to balance the scale. However, there must be balance.
Yeah,
and agreement in our decision making.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it's that when we have to go to a week and a half, just let's talk things out, let's see how things, but it's necessary that we're not selfish and that we're open to talk about those things.
Amen.
And then I have a scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 through 5. Now concerning the things whereof he wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband.
Amen.
Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise offer
well,
the wife unto her husband due benevolence. The wife has not power over her body, but her husband. I'm sorry, not over her body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband have not power over his body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves for fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt ye not for your inconsistency. No, that's not right. Incontingency. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 through 5. And so... I think I mentioned earlier that we should just always be examining ourselves. Even when there's something comes up and it's a disagreement. So just because you feel right in your own mind, pray about it. Because you might not be right just because you feel like you're right about it. And then know that the relationship is not, even though being right, don't be so stern in your pride about being proven what it is. Don't let that affect the relationship. Know to have a mindset that, is do I have to be right or do I want the relationship? It's better that we be at peace, and even if we don't agree about something, we can still live past that.
Amen.
It's, you know, as long as it's not something that's just definitely not right, then you need to. And sometimes you need a mediator. A lot of people don't want to hear that. Sometimes you have to go before an apostle or a pastor or someone to be able to hear and go, this is what the word says. So regardless of, we didn't read what the word says, but someone don't want to line up to it, so I need you to just let me. Sometimes even making a suggestion of meeting will make that person look at themselves because they don't want to meet. You know, I've noticed that in some people's marriage. We don't always want to meet. I'm going to get together because I want to meet. We like that at the job, you know, when they try to, you know, you need to, well, before the manager has to come speak to me, I think I'm going to read over what that IRM said. All we do is say I need to do that. Yes, and then, First Peter chapter 3:7. Before I say this scripture, women, we want to make sure that we live peaceably before the Lord and that we don't do things that are going to just cause strife in the home, because God has to present the husband to be the head of the wife. Mm-hmm. And even in that, he is responsible for his actions and how he treats us, mm-hmm. even in our disobedience. So don't be the reason why, you know, he has to stay, well, we all say our name, but don't have to be the reason why he always got to go before the Lord and yeah. wait and pray and fast for you to line up, because he's responsible for his behavior. So in saying that, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, husband, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to your wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together for the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Because we don't want his prayers to be hindered, because he's praying for us, he's representing the family. So we don't want to be in the way. And then that's a great scripture, because it causes both of us to be accountable at the same way. He don't want to be operating in pride. He don't want to be treating us bad with his thumb on us, because what he does incorrect, it is also hindering his prayers. And we want our husband to be able to be the coverer for us that God has designed him to be. That's pretty much it. So we just praise God for. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I went to go over it. I did go over the five love languages stuff. As we really think that through and process it, what our five love language is, whether it be gifts, whether it be quality time. I mean, look at those things that respond, the way they respond to things, whether it be words of affirmation. I know words of affirmation is big for me. I love to be encouraged and, you know, compliments, things like that. Acts of service and physical touch. These are all things that the Lord has taught us to do. This is all in our walk, even as a Christian. Sometimes people just need a hug. Sometimes you don't even have to say nothing, even in the process of losing loved ones. Just knowing that you're there. Just knowing that you're in the house. I mean, don't always try to muster up and ask the Lord to give you something. If he don't, just your presence there speaks volumes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see your ranches. It was hot back here, but I heard the AC come on, so you know, hopefully it helped it a little
there
bit.
Oh, fire.
Well.
Fire.
Fire the altar.
Yes, yes.
Powerful.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Well, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this moment in time, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all you have done and all that you will continue to do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, I ask you to open my lips and speak through my mouth, so as to show forth your praise in this service today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As I was listening to my last sermon when I came up to speak, I noticed that I didn't have my mouth close enough, and you had to turn up the volume because I'm kind of like a perfectionist when it comes to sound system. And even when I listen to other sermons, I know if the audio man don't adjust and gain, you know, you have a hard time hearing.
Right.
So I just thank God for that, because I don't like hearing my voice. It's just something about my voice is kind of irritating to me, so hopefully it's not irritating to nobody else.
No,
hallelujah. So praise God. So the married people, including the unmarried people, I want you to repeat after me, your marriage will prosper.
My marriage will prosper.
Your marriage will increase.
My marriage will increase.
Your marriage will inspire those you seek a better marriage.
My marriage will inspire those who are seeking a better marriage.
Amen. Your marriage will be holy.
My marriage will be holy.
Your marriage will go forward and not divided.
My marriage will go forward and not divided.
Praise the Lord. Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, thank God. Thank God. Thank God for my wife, and that was an awesome sermon she brought up here.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
The enemy is always trying to say something to you to discourage you, because he loves to fight and have disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
So my scripture for today, which was from the Amplified Version, from Isaiah 55:11. And the word of God says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect, useless. But it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So we want to speak into the atmosphere of an increased marriage. Increase holy marriage in the name of Jesus. So the sermon today was benefits of a godly marriage. This goes for everyone, even the singles who plan on getting married. Marriage is a gift from God and is not to be taken for granted. It is like semen, it's for life. And I'm going to use this as an illustration for marriages, because people, it even taught me something, how semen is produced from the beginning to the end, how it can last a long time if it's done right.
Well,
amen.
Now, the semen has a broad category of factors in order for it to last a long time. Now, what determines the durability of concrete structure are design, material properties, and construction practice. Hallelujah. Note, this is going to be one of the foundations of a strong marriage.
Mm-hmm.
First, when you come up with a design, you need to know what that design is for, like patio, driveway, a walkway.
Well,
now, God's purpose is his design for marriage is to provide partnership, spiritual intimacy, and the ability to pursue God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And also, it's not good for man to be alone. I had to throw that in there. Hallelujah.
Very true.
I need a helpmate.
Very true.
But people tend to not take marriage seriously. They give it a mindset, I will give it a try. And that's the wrong attitude to have. And you already ask for destruction when you have that mindset. They use it as, I'll just try to see how it goes. If I don't like it, I'll throw it away. Like human beings are a material thing. Now, when we use that mindset, like I said earlier, you already spoken your marriage not to prosper. You know, because what you speak is powerful, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. So if you love life, you're going to always speak life in every situation. Hallelujah. Now, the God's design should be embedded in the body of marriage. Take those righteous ways to have a successful marriage. Now, the other key ingredients, the materials needed is mortar, bag of cement and tools when you create concrete. Now, the material needed for godly marriage should be applying biblical principles, the characteristics of Christ. And in Ephesians 5, God gave us brilliant illustrations on how husband and wife should be, and used the illustration of Christ and the church on the love towards one another. Husband, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself to her. And the other principle is the fruit of the Spirit, which I had talked about in the past sermons, how if you use pretty much all the fruit of the Spirit, it will help your relationship in your marriage. These are very good material for a successful marriage and how it can benefit your marriage. Construction is putting it all together. The final stages you need in order to construct, you know, your marriage is also what you need, how you construct concrete. Just give you a little illustration. You have to take those principles to establish a long-lasting marriage. Now, you're putting it all together to establish a long, godly, and healthy relationship. You know, mortar is like paste. Notice how it's in between the bricks to put them together. So when you allow God to be in the center of your relationship, he will keep it bond together. So, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Now, trying not to get off here a little bit. I just love when I seen that, I thought that was fitting for this sermon today, how when you go through all the different steps and making concrete and how you go all through the different steps of making a long-lasting relationship. And anytime you use, keep God in that center, no matter what the obstacles, no matter what the struggles, you know, God will keep you sane.
Yeah.
He will keep you from going to the right, to the left. You know, as long as you have God in the center of everything, even all your decisions, even in your money management. Hallelujah. But anytime you defer from that and use God as just a temporary solution, it won't work. Because that's when the enemy comes in and takes the place and brings havoc. Now, when I was using the mortar, that was very powerful when I read that, because I did research on how to create the concrete, and I didn't know it had so many things you had to do to just to make the concrete. So, and that's the same things you have to do in your marriage. And this is just a small concept of what I'm giving you. Yes, it works. Now, the concrete itself is like the Word of God. You know, how you've got to spread that concrete in order for it to start to form and bond up. You know, you have to use that Word of God to continue to keep His Word concrete in your head, in your mind.
Amen.
And the more you know that Word, the more it will lead you to prosper into a better life, especially in your relationship. Now, in order to complete all those factors, you have to use everything I just mentioned from the material, the parts and tools you need. And when you use all those together, it will give you a foundation of your marriage. And that's why concrete lasts a very long time, because it was designed in the beginning the right way. Now, also what completes it is you also have to focus on your spouse's strengths rather than their weakness.
Amen.
Encourage rather than one another than criticize.
Amen.
Pray for your spouse instead of gossiping about them.
Yeah.
Learn and live what Christ teaches about relating to and loving others. That is a very good construction practice. Now, you have the basic instructions to prosper your marriage. This is just some of the key points I'm giving you to encourage you to fulfill a lifelong marriage. Use those benefits to have a strong foundation that will last until death. We have to do our part. Now, you have now that same thing I just explained to you is how you use for when I was giving an illustration of the concrete, you know, because if you don't design it right, it breaks. You have crack lines. You see what I'm saying? In order to keep it in place, in order to make it last forever, I remember that song. Make it last forever. Now, when you don't use apply God's principle, it causes for errors in design or carelessness in detailing. It may lead, like I said earlier, to cracking, leading to premature demise of useful life. And that's what happens to concrete when you don't do what you're supposed to do or you take shortcuts or whatever.
Yeah.
It will sooner or later decay. And that's when the enemy tries to come in and break up that foundation. He wants it to crumble. He wants it to devastate those characteristics so it's not repairable, causing the marriage for destruction. And our mindset is, if it's not good and it's not repairable, it's time to throw it away. And that's what a lot of people use, and people use that as an easy way out also. They don't want to spend the time to work on a marriage because it was something in the beginning that caused you to be together anyway. You love, you have love at one time, so that love can slow down, continue to prosper if you put forth the effort. But if you have that mentality, like I said in the beginning, that let me give this a try, let me see how this will work, then you causing for failure in that relationship. Now, if people will start off with preparation, with anything, you have to prepare. And a good counsel before marriage give you a lot of do's and don'ts. Of course, you won't get every single thing because a lot of you won't know until you get into the marriage.
Well.
And to me, number one is where your heart really is for that person. That is the key point right there, where your heart truly is for that person. Because if your mindset was, let me give this a try, where was your heart at really?
Yeah, man.
Now, your mate is someone with a mutual understanding. Every marriage has problems, but every problem has a godly solution. Think before you say something, and don't jump to conclusions. Respect your mate, even if you disagree. You know, and that's the problem I had. I used to always don't think before I speak. Words come out before you meditate. You let the enemy speak on your behalf. And then, because when you say words, you can't take them back.
Right.
It's too late. No matter how much you don't say, forgive me for those words, but usually what's in your heart will come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
So sometimes you need to just shut your mouth. And what's the old saying? If you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. And this goes for even during your single days, you got to show a great example of what type of person you are and what type of person you can encourage yourself to one another, I should say. You know, because sometimes you'll see a lot of that in courtship. You know, not everything, but a lot of things. And you'll see how people crumble under pressure, and that gives you an easy way of, like, I don't think that's going to work because I already know our marriage is going to crumble if he can't sustain that situation. Marriage, let me go back. Respect your mate even if you disagree. I said that earlier. The best solution of disagreement is to pray together and talk through your problems because me and my wife know you know, if we have a little situation or even situation for somebody else, the person has to say, let's just pray about that. Gotta pray. Better pray about that. I didn't used to have that mentality back in the day. It was like, let me speak. And then it's too late. You can't take your words back. work through your problems, listen to your spouse's opinion with an open mind, and be willing to compromise until you reach a godly agreement. Hallelujah. Marriage is a social, religious, spiritual, emotional, and legal union of individuals that creates kinship. You have to attach yourself for life with someone who desires to work with you in your walk with God and not with someone who will hinder that journey. Your life goals are more likely to match up both with marriage and raising children. So when you have similar goals in mind, it would help you in your future goals,
amen,
especially with your children. If you are planning on having children, it's always best to plan ahead of time.
Yeah.
And this is a good example. Try to watch my time. Hallelujah. When my sons was growing up, I did not know about the 521 or whatever. There's a grant for children when they get to certain ages, and if you apply for it in time before they think they're 13, but they had to keep an average of a C grade, they will pay for their college.
You hear that, Cheryl?
I hear. Write it down.
Write that down.
So that's something I didn't know until it was after the deadline. I got that information at the last minute.
What's the name of it again?
I'll have to look it up for you. I'll give it to you.
You have to apply by the time they're
13? Yeah, well, before they're 13. And once you apply, they have to keep that consistent, at least the average. They can't go below C average. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is right there. 21st Century Scholar. Yes. So you apply for it when the children are young. And during that season, just encourage them to always keep up their grades,
yeah,
because when their grades suffer, they can lose it. So that would help the parent big time,
yeah,
in financial situations. That's why a lot of people are in financial ruin, because they put up their house for college education and stuff like that. And then, of course, you're going to get mad when they don't,
yeah,
even finish it and you,
right,
spend all their money,
yeah,
on it. Hallelujah. So that's just a good, great insight on knowing all the things you need during your marriage,
amen,
for your marriage. The life goals, as I was saying, should match up, both marriage and raising children. You have a married person who will hopefully place you above themselves. They will love you as Christ loves his church. And we read that plenty of times in the scripture. Your marriage partner should have the same commitment as you do to life, long marriage, and you will have a common faith to keep you binded together during difficult times. You want someone who will place you below, you want someone who will place you below God, that is right, but above themselves and above any children you have. So when you always put God first, that will always give you a great blessing and benefit in your marriage. You will also want someone who will help you grow in Christ. You want someone who hates sin, loves what is good, is relentless, persistent, gentle, and seeks wisdom. These are qualities that a husband, father should have. And this is what a lot of men lack, of not knowing their responsibility. And that's what the enemy used since the beginning of time to distract all mankind of their purpose. Because a lot of men don't want that responsibility. And that is a lot of responsibility. But God has designed us to be able to handle that responsibility. So we use those key factors and use wise counsel. It will help us, first of all, in our relationship with God, and it will help us in our life with our wife and our children. And that way, your children, especially the men, the young boys, will pick up on that, because they usually imitate what they see in the household, including the females. And females will know what a good man is. And they won't always be leaning towards those thugs and all that stuff, because for some odd reason, their eyes seem to show more love. I don't know how they get that, but that seems to be the reality in this day and society. But as long as they're being nurtured and taught the way to go, they will always come back to that. I noticed that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that was my lesson for today. I hope everyone was encouraged and blessed. Hallelujah. I thank God for that opportunity He has given me because, you know, as always, when it's time for that time around, you don't know what you want to speak about, but God always instills some encouragement
Amen.
And enlightenment into you to fulfill what the purpose He has for your life. So thank God for this message, and hopefully everyone was blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Were you blessed?
Amen. I know it's not easy to stay on the topic that I give them, but they're being stretched through it. Amen. Give God praise for the stretching. My bishop, J. Laverne Tyson, he would always give us 15 minutes. He would give us 7 minutes. We got 7 minutes. Seven. This is the topic. And then you would see some people get up there and have a 7 minute assignment because they were nowhere on the topic. They But he still allowed it because the people had to learn order from this order.
Mm-hmm.
And I give God praise for him because he taught me time restraints. He was the first one to bring me on his radio show when I had 7 minutes to give my he had a service. I had 7 minutes to give my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
When he saw that I was submissive, he started inviting me on his radio show. Sometimes he would send me down there because he knew I could stay within the time limit.
Mm-hmm.
And so just know everything is for a reason. Know the topics is for a reason. Because when y'all start being released and known, people are going to want you to minister on what they have, but they'll give you leeway to say what God said. So don't think the apostle's strict on you. I have a job to do. I keep reminding Elder Barry that, you know, I do have a job to do, and I'm tired of it. But he'll look at me like, man, don't you start with me. I'm going to say, no, I got a job to do. I'm going to do my job now. Amen. I love you guys. Before you guys bless, give me a hand. Come on, praise the man, woman of God. So I want to say before I bring them back up to pray for us that Wednesday night I'm teaching on the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And I think I have the message for Sunday, but I don't want to declare that I do. I have it, but I have to make sure it's for Sunday. And on Tuesday night, Apostle Rose Beloit, take that back. She's not in town. She made it home safely.
Amen.
Apostle Valerie Brock
yes.
will be teaching on Tuesday night. We'll have her up on the big screen. I know you all are being blessed in the class. Elderberry's been in every class. Javon said, let me get back in there. Sherelle ain't missed a beat. And Caroline and Man Grinson have been out. So, and Mother's been out. Don't let me see Mother. Amen. This is your church while you're here.
Yes, it is.
We know you got to go home, but this is your church while you're
Amen.
Here. You're welcome. Make yourself at home. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to bring Elderberry, prophets back down. We're going to pray. I'm going to pray today as well.
Amen.
I think that we have at least three that we get everybody taken care of. Amen. Without
Amen.
Running the service too far over.
Amen.
Amen. So you all have done an awesome job. Be sure you get your CD. Amen. Before you leave. And listen to your CD. And I wanted to say on that note was you have to learn to hear your voice. The reason why I want you to see your CD is so you can hear error. Anything you did wrong, you can always come back next time and correct it. And you want to be the humble person and say, I erred over here. That scripture I'm quoting was not the scripture. And then just make sure that you keep yourself in sync. There's always a reason for something. So you should always get your CD when you minister. Amen. Every CD, I'm hoping you can get a CD every Sunday. You can listen to it all week. Amen, to keep you to next week. That's what I do. I listen to them. Amen. So be in prayer for me. The only thing that doesn't work in my car is my CD player. So I don't know. That could be something for Elsa. But I need a CD player for my car.
Amen.
Amen. Because I do that. Even I order CDs from Apostle Thompson because, like I say, I'm getting fed too. File of a CD is under faith to sow into yourself, to sow into our house as we are growing. Amen. And I give God praise. Can we get some play, some music? So everybody can read your business. I'm just like, you know, I like to cover you. Make sure you're all right.
Very good.
It's just something personal because sometimes I hear prayers on the radio show. I mean, it's good that we pray, but I don't want your personal stuff on the radio show if it's just for the prophetess to pray for you. Amen. So we're going to pray individually. Amen. I'm stretching the elder again. Amen. Because he has the power to pray. Amen. And then after this, we'll have Caroline come up with the announcement. Also, tonight is the release. What time is the casino?
6 o'clock.
At 6 p.m. at Kings and Frick. Once a month, we've been going over there.
It's praise and worship to another level, to another dimension, as Apostle Rose would say. To another dimension you're going to go. Amen. In the glory of God. Amen. And so if you want to come out tonight to meet us there, you can. It's not mandatory. It's optional. But that's where we be one Sunday a month. We're over there and then fellowshipping with them. Amen. So if you desire prayer, we want to invite you down. And we're going to touch and agree and pray with you. Amen. God bless you.
You can sing it too. I lean on my own understanding, even when I don't understand it. My life is in the hands of the Maker. And I give it all to you, and I give it all to you, trusting that you'll make some.
Come on, let me pray for you. Your mama, let me pray for you. You got a prayer request?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm not afraid of the fire on the altar. Thank you, Lord. The prophet of God.
And what else? Go pray today. We'll pray with you.
Nothing I hold on to. Nothing I hold on to. Nothing I hold on to. I'm holding on to you. Nothing I hold on to.
Nothing I hold on to.
Got the call.
So now we're going to have Caroline come and bring her announcements. I jumped in front of you. Amen.
Amen. Just some brief announcements. July the 24th is our fourth prophetic class that starts at 7 p.m. Like Apostle stated earlier, Apostle Valerie Brett will be our teacher. Amen. August 3rd will be Bible study. Prayer starts at 6 p.m. and Bible starts at 7 p.m. Apostle will be teaching Wednesday night. Amen.
Amen.
April 4th will be Friday night miracle service starting back. Prayer at 6, service at 7. It's starting back for the ending of the month. I believe it's just going to go forth. Amen. September, I feel it's just starting back up. Amen. August the 13th will be Revelation Sunday. It's at 3:30 p.m., so invite your friends, family, out to join in to that. Amen?
Amen.
August 18th is also American Night Service. So throughout this announcement, it has all of August Friday Night Service, and it will be on the next announcement. Amen.
Amen.
The 25th, there will be no service on that day. That's Friday. Apostle will be out, so we need to keep her lifted up in prayer. She'll be in, is it
Arkansas?
So please be in prayer over her while she's away from the home. Amen.
Amen.
The 28th of August will be at the certificate service. Apostle will be the speaker. Amen.
Amen.
August 31st, Apostle has been invited to speak at Greater Faith, and I put the address on here. At 7 p.m. for Pastor and Lady Hart. And please, all the church, she's asking for the church to be in support. So if you're able to come out, please be in support to come out to support her. Amen.
Amen.
Just some reminders, we do have on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. we have class, the shift of leadership. It starts at 9 until 9:45 Sunday morning. Amen. So we'll be over in the fellowship hall over there.
Amen.
Excuse me. And thank you for entering the front door and not the back door. Amen. So we just want to thank you for that. No food or drinks in the sanctuary. Just a reminder. That way we and keep pencils out of the children's hands so we can keep our seats and everything okay. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the progress we're making in this church and the increase and
yes,
how
yes.
He's just expanding everything, even the marriage ministry. I'm elated at the things that come out of it and the things we can relate to and use and take with us, even in expectation. So God bless them richly. We want to open the doors of the church. You want to be a member of this great ministry. The doors are open to you.
Amen.
You can come, and we'll give you the right hand of fellowship, love on you. We'll form a line, and we'll just share that compassion of Christ from breath to breath with you. You can just come forward, if you will. I want to thank the visitors for coming and joining us in service and supping with us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sherelle, for your flexibility. Amen. Just a few corrections. Sometimes we could just have an epiphany, amen, something going on to keep us from getting what we're trying to do. So August is, we're ahead of time, but it should be August the 2nd. For that Bible study, our Bible studies are on Wednesdays. I don't want anyone coming and we're not here. Amen. And then also, we're still in the month of July, and this is July 23rd. So class is going to be on Tuesday, the 25th. There's no class on Monday night. So can you mark that on your, because I don't want you to come and we're not here. Amen. And then, the other one is right. August the 4th is our first Friday night. Amen. And then it should be
The rest we will confirm later because I don't want to start confirming it if it's not here. So sometimes we just have a glitch. Sometimes, I don't know if it's on my calendar wrong, but we're still in the month of July. Amen. And then I need to double check that certificate service, which I will get with you all on that as well to confirm, because I think it needs to be on Tuesday because we have class on Tuesday. If I can do that, I will maneuver that around. Amen. So, God, I thank you all for your patience. God bless you. And I'll have Mother come and have final remarks to dismiss us.
Amen.
That all right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. I thank God for being here with you all today. I just enjoy being here in this service.
Amen.
I thank God for what I've learned on the prophetic. Through the prophetic and then through the teaching and everything. It's been a blessing to me. And, you know, when you're hungry for something from the Lord, you know, you have to go and do what you got to do to get it. But I just give honor to Apostle, you know, for opening the door for me to come in and you know, just join in with you all. And this is my church away from home.
Amen.
This is officially my church away from home. Okay. So I just thank God for, you know, opening the door and blessing me to be able to come. And I'm looking for the Lord to bless me with an automobile and I can come and leave when I
Amen.
Get ready.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Yes. Yes. So if everyone will please stand, we're going to dismiss. Father, we thank you for all we've heard. We thank you for what we've learned. We thank you, Father, for how you graced this service with your presence. We thank you for the anointing that's in this place, for the shepherd of this house. We thank you, oh God, because you just look on us and bless us and have mercy on us and just do great things for us. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Now, Father, we ask that you would go with us in our several homes. Cover us, Lord, and keep us from accident, harm, and danger. Let your angels, oh God, go before us and be with us. Oh God, keep us in the center of your will with the mind stayed on you as we leave this place and never from your presence. And these blessings we ask in Jesus' name till we meet again. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone, for joining. God bless you and good night.